This is the Beliefs Primer. Figuring out our epigenetics is a crucial first step in understanding our dominant quantum energetic states, also known as beliefs, which determines how we feel, think, and act, creating an interpersonal reality that is unique to our family tree. I use beliefs and quantum states interchangeably to illustrate that I'm talking about the same thing in different ways. Beliefs are mental constructs, meant quantum states are physical experiences. It makes no sense to separate them any more than it does to separate modalities. Only the expression of DNA can be modified, and it's done by choice. You can modify another human's quantum state by the way that you treat them, simultaneously modifying yours. This quantum probability is the primary attribute of the enormous power that we each possess. We can choose to express and thereby create positive or negative quantum states. How you feel about what I've just said reflects your quantum state, which is exclusively intrapersonal in nature and modified to various degrees by ways of thinking, those external modalities that you learned. Now, I'm heading into spirituality versus religion, also known as intrapersonal versus external. The oldest epigenetic is commonly known as a belief in God, but that is just an external label that we learned along the way that blinded us to our power. In fact, if you were to read the first three chapters of Genesis objectively, you might perceive beliefs as being your superpower. Most of us won't, though, because external modalities known as religion have co-opted the truths hidden in plain view for so long that they have shut down our intrapersonal quantum state. Believing what religion says about you is disempowering, similar to pointing a spiritual electromagnetic impulse at your source of power, also known as your capacity to choose what quantum states you want to live in. What this boils down to, then, is being able to distinguish between intrapersonal quantum states we call spirituality and organized external belief systems called religion. Intrapersonal quantum states are mutually exclusive to organized modalities and are far more powerful. The following infographic illustrates the belief's quantum state as the sun, around which everything else orbits. The first orbital plane is our belief modality, which orbits in conjunction with the language and cultural environment in which we are born into and live in. Next, those orbits in conjunction with the third orbital plane of organized modal belief system consisting of religion and science. The moment we believe anything external to ourselves binds our intrapersonal quantum state to that external modality's belief system. Thus, an expert in religion is not an expert on intrapersonal quantum states, because that external religion modality captures and overrides the intrapersonal. External beliefs are transactional by nature, being organized for the benefit of the external modality that can only exist if one believes them. And that belief comes at the expense of individual beliefs, which by their nature are dispositional, meaning that you were born with them. Genesis chapter 3 describes the intrapersonal experience of being captured by an external modality. Over the course of my life, I have heard or read many times, hey, don't take the Bible literally. And now I find that that's exactly what organized modalities have done in order to induce belief in their modality. Here's my take on Genesis 3. A snake tells Eve that she won't die if she eats the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In fact, she will be like God. Death? A talking snake? The tree of knowledge of good and evil? Like God? Why in the world would anyone take that literally? At face value, Eve didn't believe she was like God and ate the apple. Read what happens next. She felt naked and afraid. Sensing a disturbance in the forest, God returned to the garden of Eden and asked Eve, "Where are you?" And she replies with, "I was naked, so I hid myself." The question is better asked as, "Where are you in relation to your previous quantum state when everything was great? You know, how are you feeling about all of this?" Then God asked, "Who told you that you were naked?" Not believing anything that an external source tells you about yourself always leads to feeling insecure about your identity as expressed by your own gifts. That feeling instantly informs your thoughts and actions and creates more of that same feeling, thoughts, and actions. Hence, beliefs agnostically self-reinforce instantaneously, creating feelings, thoughts, and actions in that order, which themselves create more self-reinforcing feelings, thoughts, and action. And you've got yourself a pattern of being in the same old quantum state. This affects everybody on this planet. It's just the way that it is. I see this pattern repeated daily in myself and others that I'm close to. Thanks for listening. Next, I'm going to discuss more about the modal impact on one's interpersonal quantum state known as beliefs. Thanks and bye-bye.